Dare to be amazing. Dare to succeed. Dare to fail. Because all are reflection of those who dare to try. Stay tuned for our amazing guest, Mahogany Otis.
Welcome to the Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now Show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Thank you, Mark. We are moving forward in 2016 and positioning ourselves and our business for success. Hello and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now radio show. I am your host and executive producer, Coach Rhea. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. So we are excited, as you heard saying. Of course, if you are here listening to the show, you are positive, you are a doer and a shaker, and you want to feel good about everything you're doing, you accomplish things, you try, you do your best to make the best of it. So I want to welcome you because I am talking to you. Thank you for being here. So for those of you who do not know who I am, a quick intro. I am the founder and a CEO of Your Life Now. It's a professional executive coaching, training, and production company. And here on the show, we invite best-selling authors, teachers, thought leaders to join us and share helpful tips and information here on the show. So this show is intended to be for information purpose and thought-provoking. However, my intention of hosting the show and continue to do it, and we're going to be celebrating 5 years, so I'm grateful for you guys, is to really to inspire you to make some positive changes, to inspire you to do things that's going to help you grow personally and professionally. I'd like you to take a look at your life and see where can you improve on, because life is all about moving forward, living it, enjoying it, being in the moment, and doing our best to make the best of it. So take it easy on yourself and just make sure you do that. So again, if you'd like to know more information about how you can get a hold of me or any of our services that we provide, you're interested in, or you'd like to be a guest on our show, please make sure you contact us, and you can go to our website at yourlifenow.info and just send us a contact request from the page there. So just want to give you a heads up on what's going on. So that's what I'm so excited about 2016. I am positioning myself for success, and my business positioning itself in for success. I just recently, about a week ago, I became a certified self-talk trainer by the amazing Dr. Shad Homesteader and also the Self-Talk Institute. So this is to add to my credentials of things that I have accomplished, and I love the fact that I have the opportunity to do that and then also to teach in return what I have learned. So thank you for being here. So today we have a great show for you. If you are ready to be inspired, enlightened, and listen to some wonderful performance by our guest, Mahogany Otis, then you are in the right place. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll bring our amazing guest, Mahogany Otis, on the air. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now radio show. I am your host, Coach Rhea. Thank you so much for being here. We have a great guest for you guys, and so we're going to get right into it. Mahogany Otis. Mahogany is the director, writer, producer, actress of Happiness for Survival stage play, and I am honored to be invited, and I will be attending this weekend. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So Mahogany is hand down a dreamer. She is a true fresh of air. You're going to love her, so I'm really excited about having her here. She has the ability to take you on an emotional journey of truth, faith, compassion, and understanding. She's fueled by passion to succeed and to build an artistic legacy that she hopes to uplift, inspire, educate, and motivate others to dream big and feel alive. Please help me welcome our today's guest, Mahogany Otis. Welcome, Mahogany. It's a pleasure having you here on this show. Thank you so much
for being
here.
Thank you for having me. Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure, and I'm humbled by it, and I'm grateful, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you. Amazing woman. What a true inspiration you are. I mean, I know we talked about the word, you know, that we, you know, but to me, like, you spoke to my soul when I saw you and I met you, and I was compelled to share you with our listeners. So thank you for being here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, my darling, so I told a little bit about who you are, and is there anything else that you like to mention on the air to share with our listeners about yourself that I have not mentioned?
Yes. I think that what I'd like to share is that for anyone who's ever aspired to do or be anything, there will always be someone who will tell you you can't and you won't and you shouldn't. And for us artists, they'll say maybe you should get a real job. And I just want to tell everyone, don't you dare give up, because when you stay in the fight, moments where your dreams come true are very possible. We have so many examples of people who have come before us that have come from sometimes more humble beginnings than even we experience, and they have done amazing things, and they're still doing it. So we have a great blueprint laid out for us to just keep dreaming, keep inspiring others, and sometimes it takes very small things. You don't even know people are always observing us and watching us, so sometimes it's not even doing something so grandiose is when people take notice. It's the small things, just like giving someone a smile or saying, how are you, and sincerely waiting for them to respond to your question. It makes people feel very special, which we all are. We just sometimes lose our way. So what I want to share with everybody is just don't give up. Just keep going, because sometimes it's the moment right before you give up, right before you throw your hands up, is when all your blessings seem to come full circle. So that's what I want people to know.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love that. I think that is amazing, and thank you for doing that. You know, just one of the things that came to my mind when you said, you know, how many times you heard the word I can't, you know, people telling you you cannot. And we've all been there. I know I've been there. And here we are here to highlight the amazing woman you are. So we're going to keep it with you. But one of the studies that I like to share, and that's some of the things that I've learned when I became certified recently as a self-talk trainer. This is a low number, but these are statistics. Do you know how many times we were told up to the age of 18, no, you can't, don't, won't, all these negative feedback? So up to the age of 18, about 148,000 times we were told we cannot do this, you don't do that, you know, all these negative things with, you know, obviously these are programs that we had grown up to believe that they are true. But the bottom line, what you just saying, basically, it is not true. So that's why we here on the air, we always say question everything.
Absolutely everything.
Is it true? Obviously, you know, we know you are proving that it's not true. So when somebody told you no, that means, you know, it's time for you to really kind of process that, you know, answer and just say, how so? Why? Why is it no? What can I do with
that? Exactly. And I was fortunate to live in a household where my parents told me, do what you know you can do. Just go and just spread your wings and just do it. So even though they told me that when I would get to school or outside of the home, there was always different people that would be those naysayers that would say, no, you're a girl, you're bossy, you can't tell me what to do, you have to listen to me because I'm a guy, or those kinds of things. I never really had to worry about subscribing to those negative things because I had a better foundation at home. And I know that everyone is not fortunate enough to have that same foundation. So I think they need people in the community, maybe their teachers, maybe their aunts, next door neighbors, anybody that really uplifts them. And just sometimes it's just one sentence that will stay with you for a lifetime in a positive way. So it's not always a 20-minute speech or a 20-minute conversation. Sometimes just one sentence can stay with you for a lifetime, and it can make all the difference in the world. And that one sentence can help you go on and inspire other people who need to be uplifted. So, yeah, I never subscribed to those things, but didn't mean they didn't happen.
I love that. I never subscribed to those things. I love that. You know, you and I, we got along, of course, from the moment I met you because of, you know,
your mind.
I love your mind. I love your soul. So, again, I just want to do some household, you know, things so people know how to get a hold of us, what they can do and stuff. I've been actually trying to open the chat room, and for whatever reason, it's not opening right now. We will launch the chat room for you guys to put your comments, your questions in there if you wish. We will take calls toward the end of the show if that's okay with you, Mahogany, so we can give you the opportunity to...
for me.
Okay, great. Perfect. We have a great stuff for you guys lined up in this hour. I mean, we're already like, you know, 15 minutes into the hour. So we have tons of things that we're going to share with you. And I am telling you, if you don't leave inspired and ready to take action, I don't know what's wrong with you. But I know if you listen to the show, you are a doer and a shaker, and you are going to do something. Right, Mahogany?
Absolutely, positively.
Absolutely, positively. And I love everybody who's listening out there. You guys, do the hashtag, communicate with us, let the show, share the show. You know, if you were led to the show, that means you have the ability of sharing the show. Hashtag, tweet about it. Let people come in. Let them be inspired. Help somebody else, you know, in their journey, in their dream through positive reinforcement, because that's what we're doing here on the show. So, the title of the show. So why don't we start with that? The journey, the dream through positive reinforcement. And this is with an agreed title. We both agreed on that because I asked you what you want to talk about, and you wanted to talk about your journey. You wanted to talk about your dream through positive reinforcement. So why don't we start with the journey? And it doesn't matter. I just wanted to put it out there. Your age, it doesn't matter how old or young you are, right? Your journey can start.
No, it definitely doesn't matter.
Right? So whatever happened in the past had happened in the past. So I like you to visualize yourself standing in your own shoes and looking forward. So from that point, let's allow you here, Mahogany, to share, how did you get here? What some of the things that you have obviously had inspired you through the positive reinforcement, how did you get here? And I'll turn it over to you.
Perfect. Well, when I was smaller, before I could even talk, my grandmother, she would just stare at me, and she would say to my parents, you need to put that girl in something because she's got something to say. And that was really touching when I learned that as I got older, because it's like, wow, how does she know that? I haven't even started my vocabulary yet, but she knew that I had something I wanted to say. So as soon as I got in pre-K, kindergarten, I was on stages. I was on stages singing and dancing and, you know, twirling around, and I felt very much at home there. A lot of artists will talk about how they feel very much at home when they're performing, and sometimes they feel very much out of sorts when they're not. But I definitely felt that instant. I took like a fish to water. I definitely felt like I was very much at home. And then it just kept going all through my school. I personally, as much as I love scholastics and being an intellectual, I would not have enjoyed my stay at school as much as I did if it wasn't for all the art and the extracurricular. And I know a lot of times, sometimes art programs are the first to be cut, but it's such a shame because art, it just gets your brain working in a different kind of way, and it motivates and inspires for a lifetime. So that's where I got my start in terms of being on stage in elementary school, and I kept doing that all the way through high school, and I definitely was the better for it. I look forward to the days where we had practice after school. It was never a chore to me. It was always very fun, exciting, and alive. After I graduated with a cosmetology license. So I went into cosmetology, and I was very happy about it at the time. It was a chance to be my own boss, and who doesn't love that? You just come to work when you set your own time, and you leave when you want to set your own time. And that was very exciting, starting off my career that way. And I loved enhancing women and their beauty, and men too, because I had some men clients as well. I loved to be a part of their day and learn about their lives and just, you know, be a part of the transition and seeing them be their most beautiful. But still, I was missing being on stage. I really did enjoy it. I traveled the world styling hair and makeup, but I still was missing that being on stage. So I started to send in my headshot and my resume just to be maybe a background talent in, like, movies. Mm-hmm. And the first movie that I think I was a background talent was The Replacement with Keanu Reeves. And I had so much fun, and I felt like I belong here. This is where I belong. Like, I've always known that. So that's when I was kind of, like, trying to figure out how I could inch away from my life as a stylist. However, my clients had a different idea, and they got very accustomed to having me their world, and I love them for that. And so did that for a while, and then after a while I started traveling back and forth to New York and auditioning and doing things like that, and then eventually I moved to L.A., and that is where I learned a lot about myself, because most of the people that I know and love happens to live on the East Coast. So being on the West Coast, 3,000 some odd miles away, without that support system where I could go around the corner and go out to get a bite with them, or I just had to rely on my phone. I had a love affair with my telephone, because every time it rang, it was somebody on the phone to lift me up and say, how are you doing out there? Hope you're keeping your head up, stay encouraged, don't worry about it, you know. So it was really great. I love my phone. I'm glad it was able to stay on.
That is awesome.
So that was my journey, and it's also where Happiness for Survival was born, because I had a very difficult time in L.A. I had a more difficult time, not so much not working, but a difficult time
being away from the people that you care about.
They say, you know, the love is, you know, go where the love is. And I happened to, you know, be 3,000 miles away from the love, and I know it was never broken, but it was just different. I was able to experience it differently, and I was having a little bit of a little homesickness, I think, too. And so I was thinking, well, if I'm going to survive here, I have to be happy, because quite frankly, I was not. And I was thinking, as artists, whenever we're going through something, we usually turn to our instrument. We usually turn to, if we're a writer, we write. If we're a singer, we sing. If we're, if we're instrumentalists, we play our instruments. And so I turned to my pen and my laptop, and I started to jot things down, and I started typing. And I just seemed like I typed and typed. I'm surprised I don't have carpal tunnel. I think I typed for 3 days straight. And at the end of the third day, Happiness for Survival was completed. And never knew what I was going to do with it or when I was going to do what I wanted to do with it. But I knew it was going to be on stage one day and that people would be able to see it and hopefully appreciate it as much as I did, you know, writing it, because it's very therapeutic for me.
Well, we're going to talk about this in detail after our first break. And I know I'm so excited about actually attending it. So we're gonna talk about that in more detail. But right now we want to talk about you. Miss Mahogany Artist, about your dreams and about your journey. You have moved to LA, and I know a lot of us, like, you know, when we leave our comfort zone, you know, we got anxieties and stuff like that. But also it's an opportunity for us to learn a lot of new things, right? Because now we left the comfort zone that we accustomed to. What's some of the insights that you can share with us from your journey to the LA, to the East Coast, and what's some of the things you brought with you, and what's some of the things, some of the insights that had popped in, if you know what I'm basically asking?
I definitely understand what you're asking. I would say the insight that I learned how strong I was. I always thought I was, but I learned a lot more about my inner strength. I learned more about how determined and focused I am, and I also learned about how strongly I value my own opinion. I wasn't pigeonholed by the opinions of others. I didn't feel the need to change who I was and who I am in order to fit into someone else's mold, whether it be L.A., New York, even Maryland. I didn't feel the need to change. I felt that while I was there, I wanted very much to be sane. And my version of being sane is just listening to my own voice and knowing when something doesn't feel right, don't force it. Don't try to force a circle in a square, and don't try to make it fit. If it doesn't fit, then just leave it. And that's what I did. I think that when I figured out how to balance my money, it was different than styling hair where you had a certain amount of money coming every week or every day. You would get another 10, 15 clients, and it just made you look at money a lot different when you didn't have those kinds of outlets. So it made me a lot smarter with my investments and my money. So when I traveled back to Maryland, what I learned is I learned that when you go back to a place, instead of feeling downtrodden like it's just this utter failure, look at what you can make come from it. And that's what I did. I didn't come home so much just so downtrodden about being back. Now, I wasn't ecstatic about coming back. I want to make that clear. I wasn't like, oh, yay, because I did have my own plans, my own vision for what I would do in L.A., and it didn't lay out exactly how I had planned. But when I made it back here, I also returned to my support system. That was huge, and I couldn't sidestep this vast support system that was like, what can we do? Would you, you know, I have 10 plays I would like you to be in. Will you be a part of it? Can you come perform poetry? You know, I felt like that was what I didn't have in Los Angeles. And so I definitely felt like it improved my outlook, and it definitely made it so that I had left that depression and anxiety in the apartment in L.A., which I like that a lot. And so now it's made me a stronger person and woman overall.
You know what? You know, one of the things that I do, I'm a note taker. I also encourage everybody to take notes, not just for the shows, but in life in general, because that's when we document our thoughts and insights and all the stuff. So what I've heard from you, and you know, I mean, because I do come from a different place, and I know some of the things that you said, how I was like feeling upset about being in one place, but then I realized what I have learned and how I grew, and if it wasn't there, I wouldn't be where I am now. But what I heard from you, you some of the insight that you mentioned, and I like to repeat those for our listener. You said how strong you are. You know, you found your strength.
Yes.
You also realized that you are improving, but you're also realistic, which means, like, you know, you believe divine timing. You believe that when things are ready, you know, to be cultivated, you are ready to pick. You know, your reap of what you seed, right? So, you know,
absolutely.
All these things were just very well understood by you. And I think that's where success starts. When we understand, you know, what is it that we want, and we not only know what we want, but also why we want it, and what does it do for us, and recognize these things that are happening in our life, and some of the changes, and sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone to go after what we want, basically. But in the same time, we try to stay realistic, and we try to make sure we're not jumping steps, because life, like you heard me say in the beginning, it is about moving forward, and it's all about taking these steps, but it's not about jumping steps. You can't do that. You will fall.
Yeah, it's interesting. For me, I am like, it's interesting to hear you say the word realistic. I think it means different things to different people. I kind of felt like sometimes the word realistic was kind of like kryptonite to my dreamer. I kind of felt like, well, there's someone that says, well, you put a rock in the water, it sinks to the bottom, but yet there's a 50-ton yacht sitting right on the water and it's floating. Like, how is that possible? Somebody had to dream it and not listen to the person who told them, but a pebble is going to sink. So what makes you think tons of weight is going to sit and float across the water? And so I feel like sometimes the dreamer in us has to have a louder voice. I think that sometimes the reality is you might have negative 13 cents in your bank account, or you might not even have a bank account anymore, and you have $28 in a piggy bank in your room at home, and you're like, how am I going to make ends meet? But if we stay so grounded in being realistic, it makes it so that sometimes we feel like we don't have enough to move forward. And I think we are vastly celebrated by our imaginations and our minds, and the fact that we can dream up anything. In my mind, I could be in Japan right now, or Dubai, sitting on the back of a camel. In my mind, I could do so many different things. So we have the space between our ears, our brains are just so vastly ready for us to just explore the options, because they really are limitless. And I don't want people who might be in a tough spot right now to figure, well, realistically, my life is not great right now, and I'm just, it bums me out. I just want them to think, you know, dreamers can accomplish anything. Over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I have so many examples, and I'm sure other people are inspired by the Tyler Perrys and the Oprah Winfreys and the whomever who will share.
Whoever they look up to, right.
Yeah, humble beginnings. They'll tell you. I mean, and I think wow, if they could do it and they had even less than I started with, then there's no excuse and there's no reason why we all can't be wonderfully successful and amazing. I also think that success has a lot to do with love in your life and great friends and great family. And I think that there's some family are blood related and some family are the friends that you get to choose. And I'm lucky to say that I have an amazing sisterhood, and I feel uplifted by them. They empower me, and I feel like they tell me I empower them, so I feel like we're very good for each other, and it helps propel your dreams forward. So I really feel like it's a beautiful thing if you feel that you have the right to dream. We should all feel entitled to dream. We're not entitled to do a lot of things in this life, but we should be entitled to dream, and that should be a no opinion zone. That's not for other people to filter their opinions in. That should be a no opinion zone where you have your dreams, and they should be well protected and well celebrated, I believe, anyway.
No, I think you are right, and I think, you know, the difference between a dreamer who just dream is the action part, you know, because when we, you know, I mean, a lot of the time what I find it to be, you know, throughout my practice and my professional career and, you know, throughout life and my personal life, I always use myself as an example.
Yes.
You know, if you stop focusing on the how and start more focusing on what and why, you find ways. I mean, I open doors like they've never been opened before, and the universe somehow opened it. Not because I'm a psychic,
that's
not because I'm, you know,
point.
Right?
Yes, that's a great point. That's exactly right, because someone asked me, like, why do you do these productions, and sometimes you don't even make sure you have the budget in place. And I said, because that's who I am. I jump out the window. I'll figure it out. And it always works itself out, because when you tell yourself
put it
you
out
can,
there. Mm-hmm.
You just put it out there, and it happens. And I'm living proof of that. And I'm not saying that my way works for everybody, but if it's worked for me, I at least want to share it and make somebody understand that it can work for them the same way. You just
absolutely
jump out the window and you just do it. I had one of my sisters in heart and in art. She said, "Well, how much money did you start out with for your stage play the last time you did it?" I said, "Oh, about $80 or so." And she just stared at
right.
me, because I wanted people to know sometimes you don't always have that $5,000 sitting there. Sometimes you don't always have the $15,000 that you wanted to do this many shows with this particular venue. Sometimes you just have to start with the fact that you know you can do it. And you just put one foot in front of the other and just keep plugging away at it. Don't get bummed out about what you can't do, because that will not help. I always say, consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams, because your hopes
oh,
and your dreams, they uplift you. Yeah, they uplift you. Your fears just make you paralyzed. But your dreams and your hopes, they uplift you, they propel you forward, and they give you a different outlook where even your personality shines brighter. And people want to be around good energy. I think
true.
Ultimately people want to be around people that they like and people that make them feel better by association and people who are easy to work with. And I cannot sidestep the importance of preparedness. I'll tell anybody, you can be the most talented person in the world, but if you're ill-prepared, it doesn't matter. And so there's so many people, I want this opportunity. When is it going to happen for me? I've been waiting so long. I mean, how long is it going to take? And then you say, well, you know what? Tomorrow I have an event. I would like you to step up and come. I'll put you on from this time to this. Well, I mean, that's not enough notice. It's like, yeah, but you were waiting for this opportunity. You've been crying for it. You've been begging for it. You wonder why it's not coming. And here I laid it out for you, and you're still not ready. So then sometimes that has everything to do with why things don't happen the way that we think we're prepared, but we really aren't. So it's important to not be delusional, to understand what you're good at and work at being great at it, because there's so much competition in the world. And so once you hone in on all those things and you take care of your mind and your body and your spirit, and it works out. Awesome.
Everything
like
works
really
out.
It does.
You know, it's so funny because, I mean, it's not funny, but I'm like I said, I'm always taking notes and listening to you. And, you know, obviously, you know it because you're doing it. And it's exactly what we talk about in science, too. You know, I mean, you said, you know, about having your dream and then going after your dream, right? But also be concerned
absolutely
about the people that you hang out, what kind of messages you receive. And we call, I mean, this call, not me calling it, because, you know, I'm not a psychology major, but it's called mirror neurons. You've heard of that? That means we mirror the people that we hang out with. So that means whatever they do, it become us if we allow it, right? So the more we hang out with
absolutely
them, you know how many times you heard people saying, like, you are who you hang out with? That's why.
Exactly.
This is how science explains it. Because with time, we take all these messages, right? So I ran into somebody the other day, which is very rare, you know, but it was because I feel like I attract, you know, when you attract something, that means you off somewhere in your mind, like you're thinking. I ran into a lady the other day, and I like to share stories, and I hope you're okay with that, because it really just gets you to think, right?
So this lady,
I started a conversation, she's a total stranger, and I'm one of those people who would approach and talk to anybody if there's a reason for me to speak with you. So I approached her, and I was admiring something that she was wearing. She had a really beautiful fur hat on, and it was like really cool. It was something I was looking for, and I just said, oh my God, and this is how the conversation starts. What a great looking hat. Where did you get it? So the conversation started at that level, and it was still positive. There was nothing in it. But the more I talked to her, the more I realized it's almost she showed up because she needed help. And she was hoping that someone like me or someone like I know that can help her. She was so negative. She said she had no hope. She's not living. She's existing, but she's not living. And I mean, it was like one negative thing after the other. And the more I was speaking to her, I was trying to get her to look at it from a different perspective. Now, she was a little bit older, so I can't imagine how many programs she's been running for a long time, right? And these negative programs got stronger as a situation comes up. And it was a really, you know, heartbreaking situation that she endured like a couple of years ago. And it just reinforced those negative thinking that we have, right? And from that place, she felt hopeless. And I was just like, oh my God. And then she kept saying, like, please, 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 you really need to, you know, like, I don't want to, you know, affect you. You're a very positive and energetic person. And you this and you that. I'm like, no, because I choose not to. But I can see these things happening all the time with people where they come in contact with people and they constantly say, oh, really? You think so? You're going to do this?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm just lucky with that. You know, or just giving right? And it's just like
because there's some people who are upset at the fact that they gave up on their dream, or they're upset that it didn't work out, or they gave up. And so sometimes, instead of them celebrating and championing the person who's still in the fight to dream big and make it happen, they are so succumb bitterness, and they kind of seem to almost attack those who are still in the fight to accomplish something amazing. And I think a lot of people deal with that. I mean, down to how you speak. I mean, there may be someone who has negative things and tell you that you sound like you're white, or all these negative things that make no sense whatsoever, because English is a standard language no matter who's speaking it. But these are the negative things to make you feel like you're not doing the right thing, or you're not cool enough, or you're not black enough, or you're not this enough, or you're not woman enough. It's all of these
things. Isn't that wild?
But these are how other people feel about themselves, but they try to project it onto you. And that's something that it comes with, I guess, wisdom and maturity, where you don't let those things impair your judgment. You don't let those things get you down. But if you're surrounded by it enough, it does take its toll. And I think that it comes down to the science where they say energy is neither lost nor destroyed, but merely transferred from one party to the next. So when you have someone that's constantly so negative, if you're not careful, it will splat on you. And then the same thing with someone positive. If somebody comes around negative and there's somebody positive, they're not careful, they'll leave feeling wonderful. So it's awesome. Sometimes that's what I love about art. Art is one of those things where it's not preachy. It can reach anyone, just like music. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about performing. When I perform poetry, I get to touch each individual person in that room. And they get to take from the poetry what they may according to their experiences and their life. But everybody walks away feeling better and feeling comforted. And I hope feeling more empowered, like they can take on the world because we can. And that's what I love about it. I might not ever be able to stand and talk with 200 or 300 people at any particular venue individually because there isn't enough time maybe allotted. But when I have those 5 minutes or 10 minutes that I get to stand up there and do what I do, I feel happy to see anyone receive it. If one person received it out of hundreds, I'm happy because I was able to positively, you know, leave an impression. And that's what it's all about. It's never about just us. Like, I think a lot of people have that confused, and it gets very braggadocious, you know, these days. And I think we're just a very, very small part of the bigger picture. And I think that when we look at it that way, it's a lesson in humility, and it gives us a reason to be grateful instead of thinking that it's just about what we're doing. Because we have, it's not wrong to have drive and ambition and to be courageous and to have confidence. That's perfectly wonderful. But when it comes to something that's so about self, anything that goes to the left or right, life is crazy and wacky, and sometimes it takes twists and turns. If you only make it about yourself and something unfortunate happens, it can level a person. But if you make it about other people and making other people feel good, then you always hold your value because you invest in people. So that's what I live by anyway.
You know what I call that? I call that personal leadership. You truly have that. And I think, you know, because I teach leadership coaching, you know, honestly, I think if we all, you know, just try to think the way you're thinking, in a sense of, you know what, just do what you can, do the best that you can with what you have, but just keep looking forward. Don't lose sight of what your vision is. Don't lose sight of what your dream is, and just keep your eyes on that. No matter what happens around you, just keep looking at that and you will find your way. We're going to take a short break, and I have to tell you, I am so excited about what's to come after the break, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about still. And if we need to, you know, increase the time, we can do that. But please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments. Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Happiness for Survival, stage play, promo. Director, writer, producer, and actress, Mahogany Otis. Enjoy the promo.
I kept thinking I could never see this day. It seems so far away. Hey, da 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 da. So funny how quick things can change.
goodness. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now Radio Show. If this was actually TV, you will see me dancing and clapping. I don't know if you guys heard me. I am going to be a little more smarter and push a little bit more harder. I love it. I had to share.
I love that.
Welcome,
song.
My dear friend. Mahogany Artist is in the studio here with us. She is the director, writer, producer, actress of Happiness for Survival, the stage play, which is playing this weekend in. So let's talk about that. Why don't we start from here?
Well, we're going to start on this weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, by the way, February 12th through the 14th. And we're going to have three performances. The Friday and Saturday performances are at 7 p.m., and then the Sunday performance is at 3. And it's really, really great. It's going to be at Mervo High School. It's not a high school production, but it's housed at Mervo High School, and that's 3500 Killen Road in Baltimore, Maryland, right across from Morgan State University. Most people in Maryland know where that is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's an all-women cast, 7 women to be exact, and it's about sisterhood and friendship, and it makes you self-examine and ask questions and really figure out, are you a good friend? And I think a lot of times we all have self-improvement to work on. We're all a work in progress. And sometimes we think we're a pretty good friend, but then we should sometimes self-examine if there's areas that we can improve on to be even a more amazing friend, or to be a great friend if we're not doing too great of a job to improve. And so Happiness and Survival is about that. It's about uplifting each other. I want the entire planet to come out and support it because it's really, really positive. It's fun. It has music. It has poetry, singing. And I have an amazing cast, by the way. I'm very grateful for them. Without them, Happiness and Survival would never take the stage. They are amazingly talented women, and I want us all to go out and support them.
Oh, my God. You know, it really makes me want to just get on the stage with you guys. And yours truly, myself, Coach Rhea, will be attending the Sunday event. So
yay!
I just want to tell you, so Saturday, yeah, so now you know. And I know we talked about that. So I am going to be there, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I can't wait. But you know what?
Yeah,
before
that makes
we go
me
right
so happy.
Back, I just wanted to say here on the Your Life Now show, we recognize, as I mentioned, leaders, doers, and shakers. And we would like to acknowledge some of our great, you know, doers and shakers and leaders. We like to acknowledge our collaboration with the Game Changer Diary and the founder, Miss Amazing, Tracy Anderson. Shout out to you, Tracy, for your leadership, for your work, for everything. Much love to you.
We love you, Tracy.
Yes, we do. Hashtag Tracy Anderson, the hashtag Game Changer. Yes, absolutely. Amazing stuff. You know, and for those who don't know Tracy, you will know of her more. And for those of you who think they know her, they better get ready to see more amazing stuff from this amazing woman.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So back to you, my friend. I wanted to say again, this is really inspiring what you said. You said, I quote, dare to be amazing, dare to succeed, dare to fail, because all are reflection of those who dare to try. So the point of this, which in the code, I really appreciate what you said. Because, you know, how do we define amazing? How do we define success? How do we even look at something and we say we fail and we stop trying? Why do we do that? Because every time you think about your dream, you think about your success, think about who you truly are and realize no matter how many obstacles, and I think that's what Mahogany had shared with me, and I'd like her to elaborate on that more because, after all, she wrote that. So why do we fail and why do we always think like of success in a different way? How do you view this? Like, can you explain what you just said in this sentence? Dare to be amazing.
Absolutely.
What is amazing? Yeah, go ahead.
When I say dare to be amazing, I mean dare to be truly who you are, to think outside of the box. If it's already been done, we don't need to keep trying to reinvent the wheel. There are so many things that we conjure up and we dream up in our minds, but we never reach for the stars in that way. And I feel like we always should. So that's when amazing happens. I'm against mediocrity. I think we're all born to be exactly who we are, which is amazing. We're wonderfully made, and I feel like we should do things exceptionally, and excellence should be our minimum. And I think that we should aspire, when we have people coming up like the Michael Jacksons or the Tina Turners or the James Brown, they were exceptional artists. And because of that, they prepared well. They had 15 hours in the studio, a dance studio. They never gave up. They never said good is good enough. They always pushed the envelope, and I subscribe to that. I always want to go above and beyond and push it beyond what I did before. So that's what I mean when I say dare to be amazing. When I say dare to succeed, you can't succeed if you don't even try. You're worrying about so much the failure that you don't even give your chance give yourself a chance to win. You can't lose or win if you're not in the game. So you have to at least participate. And I feel like the more you participate, the greater you'll become at whatever your talent is or whatever you want your talent to be more developed in. And I think that we shouldn't worry so much about the failure, because I don't think anybody likes to fall short. I don't think that's really exciting for us. But what we should look at is not the fact that we're imperfect. We should look at what we can accomplish despite our imperfections. And I think it doesn't take perfection to achieve greatness. It takes greatness to achieve greatness. And I think that we all have the ability to be great. We're just probably sometimes afraid to tap into it, or maybe other people's voices telling us what we can't do plays a little too loudly, that it drowns out our own voices of what we really can, you know, achieve. So I think that as many people as I can continue to uplift and inspire, I'm going to do that. As long as I have breath in my body, that's what I'm going to do, because somebody did it for me.
You are a true fresh of air. Honestly, I have no idea how grateful I am to have met you, and we have crossed paths. I think I was so astounded by you when I saw you performing, and I just said, "Oh my God, I gotta have her come on this show." You remember I said that with you, because
I remember in the hallway.
By the way, that's who I am, you know, in case you don't know who I am, and let's talk and stuff like that. And sure is, I told you, next year, you're coming on my show, and here you are. Yes, we are. So what I'm going to do, because we are running through the hour, and I don't want to keep you too long, and I just wanted to say Mahogany Artists had agreed to perform a short spoken word for you guys live here on the air. So we're going to give her a short break to take a... You have to go get some water or something if you like. And then when we come back, we bring you back on the air. And I hope you'll be ready to share with us some of these amazing stuff that you do. Would you do that?
I'd love to.
All right.
I'd
so
love
we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Your Life Now Radio Show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now Radio Show. Welcome back. So today we have an amazing show with you. And as I mentioned in the beginning, we are positioning ourselves here for success in 2016. And we continue to do that with the help of our amazing guests and also some of the co-hosts that will be coming on the show to help me along the way to share great information with you guys and help you move forward, you know, and position yourself for success. So we are very honored and proud to welcome the talented and versatile actress, filmmaker, Mahogany Ayat Arise, a.k.a. Mahogany Artist. She is the director, writer, producer, and actress of Happiness for Survival. So if you were listening to the show earlier, we played the promo for the play, which is happening this weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, Friday through Sunday, and I am attending the show along with the collaboration of my amazing friend, Tracy Anderson, from The Game Changer Diary. So Mahogany, as I said, she is a hands-on dreamer, and in a few seconds here, we're going to bring her back on the air, and then she's going to perform for you. So I hope you sit tight, listen, and then we'll open the line after she finishes for any Q&A or any comment. So welcome back, Mahogany. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, whenever you go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Entrepreneur, boss. Boss, leader. Unstoppable, she rocks. Feed her. Bold, edgy. She doesn't apologize. For her, intelligent. She's fire. I energize. I trailblaze. Pave ways. Silver lining and cloud grays. I inspire. Uplift. Humbly speaking, she got gifts. Phenomenal. She takes flight. Not afraid to share the spotlight. Wears confidence like a smile. Fully dressed in swag. Lover style. Honesty straight from the shoulder. In boardroom, she's tossing folders. Taking risks. Taking charge. Some would say her ego's large. She would say her ego's healthy. Self-assured. Her soul is wealthy. Nothing left to do but adore her. Hands in motion. Just clap for her. Just applaud her. Mother, sister, niece, and daughter. Game changers. Game over. Hard work, no four-leaf clovers, no favors, no handouts, mad flavor. She's a standout. She's a boss. So is he.
Love, 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 love. Awesome. Thank you so much. Bravo. Bravo, bravo. Amazing
Thank
stuff.
You,
so we are looking forward to an amazing weekend to hear you play. And tell us more if you'd like to share anything else about the play and why people should be attending.
I would like to share that it's from your homegrown Baltimore girl, local artist, and I know the most that we need your support more than anything. We're going to be performing our hearts out for you, and we would love to have a great, big, juicy audience out there with smiles ready to be entertained for all it's worth. It's a family-friendly production. I just ask that everybody at least be potty trained. I think 8 years old is a good age to start with, from 8 to 188. We'll take them, and if they want to get through the door, we'll let them in. And it's $20 for adults. It's $10 for anyone 18 and younger in school. I also want to say that because it's family-friendly, because it's something positive, because we're celebrating women and sisterhood, and it has everything to do with smiles and art and poetry and song, it's something that everyone can relate to. You don't have to be a woman to enjoy it. You don't have to be African-American or Black to enjoy it. You just have to have a pulse and a heartbeat in your chest, and you will really have the most amazing time. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. I have Channing B. Nash. She is Stephanie. I have Asia Maxton. She's Gia. I have Jade Madden. And she, Shauna, and I also have myself, yours truly, I'm Ava. And we also have 3 high school students in our production this time around. It's Nayana Herbert, who will be auditioning for The Voice this year. So please
nice.
Vote for her. Sit on. I want the entire world to vote for her. We have Rachel Brown, who could honestly win America's Next Top Model hands down. We have to try to get her in there because she's so beautiful and she's so talented. And Tiana Shari Powell, she has also auditioned for Orange is the New Black, which is a huge hit show. And so she has a very bright future. So we need your support. We'd love to see you there. We can't wait to see you. And for more information, go to www.happinessforsurvival.blogspot.com. For all the information. You'll see our pictures there, our promo video. You can see it in person as well as how you heard it on the show today. And if you need tickets online, it's www.mismoney, K as in kangaroo, T as in terrific.com/happinessforsurvival. And we're also selling tickets at the door. So we give you all the ammunition in the world to come out and support us. And we hope to see you on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hashtag happiness for survival. People, make sure
That's right.
You know what? I was just thinking out loud. So we only have a few minutes. So I wanted to give the phone number in case anybody would like to join us on the call before the show is over. If you like to do that, you can call in 626-213-5773. Again, that's 626-213-5773. If you are on the show page, sometimes there's a Skype icon, and if you are, international caller, you can click on that, and you'll be able to connect directly Skype to Skype for free. You know, I'm just saying, like, how the time went by so fast, and there's so many things
it
I wanted to
by
ask
fast.
You. What are you working on next? That's what I want to know. And
actually,
I want to be part of it.
I know it. I want you to be a part of it. I need you to be a part
of
it. I love getting Happiness for Survival on a tour. The next thing that I have waiting for it. I want a tour so bad. That's one of my dreams, and I'll put that out in the universe. I want a tour so badly, and I want a tour and just – I would even love to go to different high schools and really inspire the kids. And I just want to tour the world, of course. But I'll start with the kids and I'll start with the high schools because they're our future. I just want to make that happen because I don't want Happiness for Survival to be something that's a one and done. I want it to continue to aspire. The same way I look at my favorite movies over and over, and I look at my favorite theater pieces over and over, and I go to see Lion King 35 times. I want everyone to be inspired by Happiness for Survival because I think happiness and survival is something that we need. It propels us forward, and we're going to use it for the rest of our lives. If we're brilliant and we're smart and we're healthy in heart and art, we'll definitely do that. So that's what I want. I want a tour next. And I've been grateful enough that people have invited me out to showcase in their events and do some poetry for upcoming Black History Month events and also other inspirational events that are coming up in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. So I'm very excited. And
shout out to Virginia. DMV, right? Is that what you guys call it? DMV?
The DMV,
Delaware, Maryland,
yes.
Virginia. Okay. And D.C.
Virginia.
D.C.
Maryland, Virginia.
Okay, got it. You know what? This is new on me. So hashtag DMV to all of you guys
out
there. Much love from New York area. Much love to everybody. We do have a caller. 3179. We are bringing you on the air right now. Hi.
Hello, Rhea. Hi, Mahogany. This is Tracy.
Oh, hi, Tracy.
My queens.
Oh,
great
you,
show. Great show.
Self is on the line. Hey, Kate Changer.
How are you?
Doing super duper. I'm on the Coach Rhea show. You're like,
oh. I did have a question
about what I do. I love that I can inspire people, have fun, make new friends, make things just work better for all of us. I love that. I'm so blessed to have you guys in my life.
Oh, and likewise, and you know, great spirits, you know, are going to always achieve and succeed. And the more that we unify, the further along we will all get. So I'm just happy to be part of this crew myself. And Mahogany, I wanted to ask, at any point, have you considered writing your own book about how to be happy?
I have considered it, and I've had maybe 3 or 4 people within the last 3 weeks ask me that. And I think that that is the universe shoving me in the back saying, you got to write that book. And so, so I'm on it. I'm going to get started. Slow but sure, but I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, please do. And, you know, because you're so inspirational and motivational. There are a lot of, there's a demographic that's missing you because they're in school. And I just thought about all the young ladies, because you mentioned about going into the schools. There are so many young ladies that could benefit from hearing your word, hearing your soul, hearing your spirit, and being empowered through that and by that. So we look forward to it. I look forward to it. I look forward to promoting it when it happens.
Tracy, I would love that. I appreciate it so much. And that's all I want to do. I want to be just like you and, you know, Rhea and you guys inspire so many people, and you give back and you're so kind and you're so generous. And I want to just keep right on that same line. And if I can help or inspire anybody to want to take on this world with a brighter heart and a brighter outlook, then I'm there for that.
Okay, that sounds great. And I look forward to finding you many more platforms to do just that. You have got to be heard and seen. And just so much luck and congratulations. I can't wait to see you on Sunday. And I'm sure it's going to be an amazing play. I did read the write-up in the Baltimore Times. Excellent write-up. So I'm just so happy for you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And the cast, on behalf of me and the cast and the crew and my mentor, Mr. Stephen Holloway. We appreciate all the support that you guys have given us. It has been amazing from the Facebook shares and the Twitter shares, LinkedIn, Instagram. You guys have been on fire with support, and I want to thank the city of Baltimore, of course, D.C., and Virginia, and all the surrounding areas. To everybody tuning in to Coach Rhea, I know you're not tuning in simply for me. Coach Rhea is an amazing woman, and she has an amazing platform, and I'm grateful that she let me come on her show today. So thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. I'm going to clear the line for more people to call in.
Yeah,
I'll get my pics and my selfies and autographs on Sunday.
Okay, I'll be waiting. I'm going to give
people a chance to, you know what, and I apologize that I will not be able to take your call because we are running out of time. But what I would like to do, thank you so much, Tracy Hunt, for coming on.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yes, honestly, she did just hang up, but she is listening. So much love to you, Miss Wonderful, amazing woman. And I will be honored to work with you on promoting you as well, Mahogany. And I, you know, normally I say that. I'm glad she did because, you know what, that's what we got back. We got each other's back. Because I always
have each other's back. See?
Like that. You got to write a book about this. So thank you for mentioning that, Tracy. Amazing stuff. So we're going to leave with this note. The play is this weekend. We shared a lot of information. I will make sure I put the link back on the show page for you guys to go in there. You can purchase your ticket. Can they purchase their tickets in right at the door, too? Or
they can definitely purchase their tickets at
okay.
the door.
We'll share the address, and we will share the link where they can go and purchase the tickets. And I know it's going to be a great thing. And you never know. There might be some kind of, you know, speaking with some of the people there. So we'll see. I can't promise anything. But some of you guys who Mahogany had mentioned, I'd love to be able to chat with you for a couple of minutes when I see you guys there on Sunday. Mahogany, would you like to give us a shout out before we go off the air?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout-out to my theatrical mentor, Mr. Stephen Holloway, Mervo High School, its principal, Principal Rivers, and Principal Schultz. I'd also like to thank my amazing cast, and that is Channing B. Nash, that's Asia Maxton, Jade Madden, Niana Herbert, Tiana Chalet-Powell, and Rachel Brown. And I also have an amazing crew, and it's bright. Nice entertainment. So I want to make sure everybody knows that I love them very much, and thank you guys for being a part of my dream.
You are amazing. What an honor to have you. And you know what? I am going to play the promo again before we go out the air so people can hear and you know what to expect. And then I hope to see you guys there. And if you have heard this on the show and you are coming, make sure you find me and say hello. I would love to say hello to you guys. And then last but not least, I wanted to mention this because you know me, I'm all about taking action. So if you are ready to position yourself and your business for success and ready to take action, make sure you take the step to find out more. And you do that by going to yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Send me a contact request. Tell me what's going on and how it could be of service to you and what we can help you with. Because let's face it, when we take action, things move. And when we move in the right direction, things happen. So are you ready to make things happen? Are you a doer and shaker? I know you are because you are here and you are listening. And with that being said, anything you like to say to our listeners, Mahogany, to inspire them to really follow their dream, take the journey, and make sure they have the positive reinforcement to help them.
I say dream big, love yourself, and do something amazing. Make someone else smile. Make someone else smile. That's the biggest gift. If you can bring a smile to someone's face, it doesn't mean it has to be somebody you know. It could be a complete stranger. But if you can make someone else have a smile, joyful moment, let's participate and do that, and you'll feel like a true rock star. I'll see everybody Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I love you guys, and I'll see you out there. Peace.
Peace. Take care. And here we go, the promo of Happiness for Survival. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments. Thank you.
Happiness for Survival, stage play, promo. Director, writer, producer, and actress, Mahogany Otis. Enjoy the promo.
I kept thinking I could never see this day. It seems so far away. Hey, da 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 da. It's so funny how quick things can change. Don't wanna make the same mistake. Hey, over and over again. This time I'll be a little smarter. I'll push myself a little harder.
Our show for today. Thank you, Mahogany Otis. Thank you, my friend, for being such an amazing guest. An honor.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for being an amazing woman, a mover, shaker, a motivator, and a congratulator. I love you for it by leaps and bounds, and I can't wait to see what we're going to do in the future, you and me.
Oh, I love that, and I look forward to it, and I love, you know, working with like-minded people. So shout out to you again, Miss Tracy Anderson. And then until next time, my friend, make sure you show up. If you do show up this weekend to the play, and I hope you do, you better show up. I think you will be so happy. DMV, better show up. Even I'm coming.
That's right,
from,
show up.
I'm driving to be up there. So you know what? You got no excuses, people. You better show up.
No excuses, DMV. I know I'm going to see you out there. I love you for it. Thank you.
I will see you this weekend. And until next time, my friends, stay amazing. We have a great show for you guys next week. So make sure you tune in to our regular time, Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Much love to all. Make sure you're always doing something. Don't stop doing it, because that's what's going to give you what you want, as long as you take the step forward. Remember that. And until next time, much love. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye now.